And now let's take a musical break. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report on brand new R&B artist Van Hunt.
Only thing you've ever wanted to be was a movie star.
If you want to get along with him, don't call Van Hunt a neo-soul singer. He might be only 26, but Hunt definitely has a sound that honors seminal soul artists of the 60s and 70s, like Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, and Curtis Mayfield. His music is transgenerational. Anyone with an appreciation of soul can get on board. But don't let the old sound fool you. Hunt's album just hit record stores. It's also true that only a week ago, Van Hunt wrapped up his first national tour, a fresh face performing on a lot of big, famous stages. But if all black music could fit into one giant jukebox, cuts from Hunt's new R&B record would play comfortably right in between the old-school soul jams by classic artists that came decades before Hunt, artists that had been inspiring him for years.
Isley Brothers and Sly are probably two of my biggest influences. As far as, you know, things that seeped into my imagination.
And as a child, Hunt's imagination also soaked up ideas from the hustler's life. That's a world Hunt came to know intimately from his dad, a man Hunt describes affectionately as a part-time painter and pimp.
He introduced me to my inspiration, which basically is watching people do what they do as far as, you know, whether they're enjoying their vices or whether they're just having a conversation. I've always enjoyed watching people have fun.
Hunt got an eyeful as a child. In the local dope houses and pool joints where his father conducted business, Van watched the junkies, the hookers, and listened to the beat of red-eyed late-night card games. On his new album, Hunt says he reanimates that world, conjuring the grit and rhythm that's behind a style of songwriting Hunt calls situation music.
It's kind of like, I guess, what a writer of a play might do. I just try to imagine dialogue between two different characters and, you know, try to figure out how it might evolve, how a story might evolve, and I try and turn that into a song. And the chords and the music and all that's pretty easy for me, but lyrically is where the work really comes in for me.
Seconds of Pleasure will give a pleasant shock to many soul fans. It's intensely reminiscent of Curtis Mayfield, with a little Marvin Gaye thrown in. I asked Hunt if that was his intention.
No. I noticed when I was laying the bass line that it felt kind of like Marvin Gaye. But I was late to Marvin Gaye and I was late to Curtis Mayfield. I had written most of the songs on this album before I really got into either one of them.
I've become amused by the little things. Of pleasure, seconds of pleasure, life's little treasure.
Hunt has an eerie prescience when it comes to what listeners will gravitate to and love. What Can I Say, the latest single, has echoes of past master writers. What Can I Say is the hands-down favorite of many listeners, and it's easy to see why. There were slivers of Lennon McCartney, Stevie Wonder, even Billy Joel. Hunt says that audiences may think they've heard the sound before, and that's an attraction.
I think it's very easy to hear the vocal, and that's what people generally tend to latch on to things that are accessible to them. And so I think the melody is real easy, and, you know, and there are no drums to distract from, you know, from the vocals.
I love to hate the feeling, don't wanna deal with the morning after. What can I say to keep it down? What can I say to keep it down? What can I say to keep your love around me?
Hunt is so passionate about music, he can hardly envision himself in a regular job. Music, he says, is an organic part of him.
It's always in my head. I can never turn it off, so I had to do something about it. And if I was going to be anything else, I'm sure that it would be along the lines of a pool shark or something like that. I'd definitely be hustling to do something. I like to be free.
Van Hunt's debut CD, Van Hunt, is on Capitol Records. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
You can sample music from Van Hunt's CD. It's called Van Hunt on our website, npr.org. And this is Day to Day from NPR News.